welcome to the Teachers on Fire podcast, where 21st century educators come to share, learn, and be inspired. We believe in the growth mindset, creativity, communication, critical thinking, collaboration, and strategic uses of education technology. Our mission is to share news and views from teachers who are crushing it in the classroom and making a difference for learners everywhere. I'm your host, Tim Cavey. Let's jump into today's episode.
Today I'm speaking with Adi Aharon. Adi describes herself as an expert, wanderer, Apple Distinguished Educator, and a Google for Education Certified Innovator. I first came across Adi at an EdTech conference a couple of years ago, and I'm so excited to have her on the podcast. Adi, thanks again for speaking with me today. Are you ready to talk education?
There's only one way to find out.
Why don't you start by describing your current teaching or education situation?
Sure. So right now I work at an independent all-girls school in Vancouver, and I live outside of Vancouver, so I have a long commute. That's part of what led me to what I'm doing today. But my title at the school is Technology Integration Specialist, and my job is that I get to work with teachers and students from grade 1 to 7 to figure out the best way to use technology and understanding the why behind why we're using the technologies that we're using.
That is such a good question. I do remember being in a Meet the Teacher night one time, and a parent sort of caught me off guard by just saying, hey, why do we even need this technology? Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes as educators, we sort of assume that we're all on board with that, but that's important.
One of the things that we do miss is that the why behind our reasoning for the things that we do can be a little lacking when it comes to technology. Just because we think it's better doesn't mean it actually is. So it's more expensive, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it offers the things that you're really trying to achieve. So it's important to be thoughtful. And what that does is it leads teachers down a more positive path with technology too.
Mm-hmm. Adi, tell us about a low moment that you face in your teaching or education career, some kind of a challenge, and how you overcame it.
Well, I have a lonely job. I don't have a teaching partner like other teachers in my school, and I work with everybody, but then again, with nobody at the same time. Okay. So I have to hop around from teacher to teacher. Not have to. I get to hop around from teacher to teacher and work with many students, but it sort of makes me feel a little disenfranchised. So I needed a community, and the way that I found that community was by reaching out outside of my school and online into one of the great things that the internet is good for and connecting us. So that led me down the path to becoming a Google trainer, which then led me down the path of becoming a Google innovator, and then an Apple Distinguished Educator as well, and Twitter and lots of different communities on Google+.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Adi, what excites you about education today? I know you've started a special project recently. Why don't you tell us about that?
So this was actually driven by my Google Innovator project. Last year in April, I was accepted to go to London, which was quite exciting. And I needed a project to sort of get that going. So there for my Google Innovator project, I decided to do something about the digital self and understanding who we are digitally. And because today so much of what we do is around technology and being connected at school and at home, I thought this would be a great way for me to connect school and our digital literacy and citizenship skills that we're trying to harness within our students. So after a lot of thought and trials and iterations into my project, I came up with the Emotive Web. And this is really a culmination of all of the books and podcasts and websites and articles and videos that I've seen throughout my career and have found a connection to. And so what I have done here is curated a list of 6 different main topics. And in these topics, they're the things that I have found teachers and students both want to know more about. So, and parents actually. So we have the topics of time and addiction and knowing your digital self and privacy and the cost of things and screen time. So my resource is the Emotive Web is a great way to go and a great place to go to find and learn more questions to ask to be more, to help you be more reflective of when you're using technology in the classroom, at home, and just personally.
Well, I really like the sound of that. It sounds like it's going to be a tremendous resource for constituents sort of at all levels mm-hmm. of the technology game. And I know at the end we'll talk more about how to find the emotive web, but I have to say from what I've seen, Adi, it looks incredibly professional and attractive, and I really like what you're putting together there.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. It's been a lot of work, and it's a work in progress. So always open to suggestions. This is designed for users, not necessarily for me. So I want to make it as user-friendly and as representative of the populations as possible.
Cool. Adi, we call ourselves as teachers lifelong learners. Outside of education, what's another area of passion or continuous learning for you?
Fitness, definitely. Recently, I've gotten into weight training, but in a more functional fitness type of way. And it was inspired by a friend of mine who I saw doing some squats on Facebook, and she had invited people to come and lift weights with her. And I thought, hey, I'll give it a try. Why not? So I did. And it was and has been one of the best things that I've done for myself. And it's motivational, but it is also challenging. And it's probably, I mean, I would recommend any kind of physical activity for anybody, but this is real work and it's good work.
That sounds a little strenuous, but also I'm sure very rewarding. And I have to ask, are you a CrossFitter now?
I wouldn't call myself a CrossFitter because I'm not that hardcore. I do have limited time just in my commuting and in my work schedule, but I'm very fortunate to have a facility at work where I can, when I arrive at work, I can go and I can do my workout there, and I see a trainer hopefully once a week if I can fit it in. But yeah, that's my goal.
Very cool. Share about a personal habit that contributes to your success. And this can be a weird one or relate to your work, whatever it is. One thing that really works for you.
Yeah, I think, well, I was thinking about this one. And I think that for me, my piece is questions. I ask a lot of questions, ridiculous questions, but really questions that make people uncomfortable sometimes, just because I need to understand something and I need to understand it from top to bottom and left to right when I'm making a decision. I don't necessarily like to jump into things if I'm feeling uncomfortable with them. And especially when it comes to educational practice, I ask way too many questions sometimes, but I think it's really good. And in my question asking, I get to be reflective about what we're all doing. And in my reflection, I get to help other people with the things that I see and I have observed in different parts of education.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Adi, we're moving now into some rapid fire recommendations. So I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about one education leader that we need to be following on Twitter.
I don't know if education leader, but one thought leader I would say is Manoush Zomorodi. She is the host of the Note to Self podcast, and she's edgy, she's real, and she's honest when it comes to digital and connected and accelerated lives.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Point us next to an EdTech tool. Now, you are an ed tech master, so this might be a hard question, but point us to one that you currently love using in your classroom or your practice.
100% Breakout. I love Breakout EDU. It was introduced to me when I went to London last year for my Google Innovator project, and we did a digital breakout, and it was so fantastic. I can't even rave about it enough. It was so great. And since then, I've brought it into the classroom. I'm doing breakouts with all of the classes, and I have grade 6 and 7 students creating their own breakouts. So it's really been a wonderful tool.
Now, I'm one of these people looking from the outside of breakouts. I'm always reading about them on Twitter. I have not experienced them. In brief, can you sort of, is it turning all the lights off in the room, or what's going on?
Good question. It is an escape room brought into the classroom through a series of boxes or locks and clues and questions and puzzles, and lights are on, and it's in a regular classroom or whatever space lends itself well to conducting the breakout. And the teacher can create the breakout her or himself, or it can be one of the breakouts that are available online. So Breakout EDU has a ton of breakouts that are there, user-generated or professionally generated. And topics cover the topics that are covered are anything curricular, and levels from kindergarten up through adults. So it's for anyone, and it's just about learning how to connect with a group of people that you're breaking out with, communicate with them, collaborate with them, and in a fun and dynamic way, struggle and solve problems together and feel the success of failure. And it's just been, it is one of the most adventurous pieces that I've introduced into my teaching practice, because it lets the students embrace struggle and embrace failure in a way that isn't really acceptable for them in other ways or in other areas. So it is a good tool to understand and to really live mistakes.
That sounds like a really authentic way to sort of experience the four C's of education. And I can see that really resonating with students. So I look forward to learning more. Recommend a book, maybe one that you've been reading lately or one of your all-time faves, and tell us why you recommend it.
There's one that I just have finished reading right now. It's called The Self-Driven Child. And there's a particular chapter in the book, chapter 9, which talks all about technology. So it's it is a new book. It came out in February, I think, of this year. But it's a fantastic read from front to back, and great for parents, but also for teachers.
Adi, I think you are a podcast listener. Give 100%. Us give us your top recommendations.
So as I had mentioned at the beginning, I have a long commute. And in this time, I do listen to a lot of audiobooks and a lot of podcasts. And so here are, I'm going to give you a few because one is not good enough. Note to Self, which is the which is Manoush Zamarodi. She's also the author of a book called Bored and Brilliant. IRL, Online Life is Real Life. It's a really great, different look into the way that technology is being influenced and how we're being influenced by technology. Okay. The Hidden Brain is a podcast through, I think, NPR, and it talks about the psychological side of different things. And it talks a lot about, it has several different podcasts about technology and related things to that. So that's why I find that one interesting. The Change Agent is a new one. It's, I think there are only 6 or 7 episodes in this one, so it's not a regular podcast. Okay. It's done by New York Times and Charles Duhigg, who is the author of a book, which is also really good, Smarter, Faster, Better. And the last one I'll recommend is one called What Were You Thinking? Which is actually an Audible special or whatever those ones are called. It's done by Dina Temple Raston, and she is a reporter who goes to different situations and scenarios and talks about the adolescent brain. Also fascinating.
Well, I can't wait to add these to my list. And I don't know about your podcast list, but I'm always either adding or trying desperately to keep a lid on how many I'm downloading at once. But those sound like some really good ones. Tell us also about one YouTube channel that you enjoy and why.
Have you ever seen Sylvia's Super Mini Maker Show?
I have not.
Okay, so this is a girl who has grown up with showcasing her ingenious little devices and makes online. And she has done so many different great designed technology related through Arduinos or through Raspberry Pis. She creates these little gadgets and little bits and trinkets that are fantastic. And we'll just turn her on and watch her and hear her ask her questions and solve her problems. And she showcases the struggle that she goes through. And I think it's a super awesome thing for us as adults to see, to allow our children to blossom, but also for my kids to see.
Mm-hmm. She sounds like the makerspace master, and I completely agree. I think we need to model and we need to show our students that a struggle is part of the process, and it's part of part of growing. Finally, Adi, just for fun, you're at the end of your day, you're out of energy, your brain is fried. What are you watching on Netflix right now?
Okay, so I can't say I watch Netflix or I watch anything on a regular basis, sure. But when I do have that opportunity, right now, my husband and I are watching This Is Us. Ugh. Have you seen that one?
Yeah. I think I basically cry every episode.
Yeah. Yes. So I have to work myself up for it. So I have to psych myself up to watch it. But it is just the best. It is so great. It makes life seem so important and It touches your heart in a way that just is so special.
Well said. And I can't agree more. Yeah. I just want to be like that dad.
I know everybody needs to be like that dad. We all need a Jack in our lives.
Oh, Jack is so good. Adi, what is the best way for your listeners to follow you?
Through Twitter. So my Twitter handle is _ADI. I also have a website, playcreateinnovate.com, and also the Emotive Web, which is emotiveweb.ca.
Easy enough to find. Adi, thank you so much for doing this interview.
And thank you so much.
I'm a little bit starstruck, but this has been amazing. And I think you've shared a lot of really good gems. So thank you for your time tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been fantastic.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Teachers on Fire, where teachers come to share, learn, and be inspired. Please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on Twitter at Teachers on Fire. I'm your host, Tim Cavey, saying goodbye for now, and we'll catch you next time right here on the Teachers on Fire podcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.